here.
Sorry, I'm eating watermelon.
We're here. We're queer.
We're fucking freakos in the graveyard recording podcasts.
I've been getting misgendered since I was in middle school.
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
Yeah.
But I've been seeing some kind of influx with the mask.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes me wonder, what is so manly about my eyebrows?
They're very, like, cool. Like, they're cool.
They're cool. They're only a man can have cool brows.
Of course not, but they're very, like, stoic.
Yeah. Well, they don't look like, they're not like, like a Jessica Rabbit, like, Swoopy.
No, they're not like green M&M, like,
yeah, exactly.
Dolled up, like, and so that means you're not a woman, sorry.
Right. Yeah. It's really, like having the face cover and going out and doing normal day-to-day activities just really lets me know, like, piece by piece, how people perceive gender.
Yeah, which is, you know, if you're not literally the fucking va-va-voom green M&M up in this shit,
you're just a sir, and we still respect you.
Yeah.
We just don't want to fuck you.
Yeah, well.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it's just like...
Because it's like, there's that point in a normative person, I feel, where they're like, oh, I thought you were a man. Oh, you don't look like a woman. Well, you're this confusing thing. So, like, you don't fit into my matrix for sexuality.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just going to try to jump
but
around
if you were clearly a man or clearly a woman, I would be like, yeah. Like, even if you're trans, it's like, if you're clearly looking like one thing or the other thing, then I want you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle, get out of here.
Yeah.
Androgyny? No.
Yeah, no, I can say, working for the Board of Elections on Tuesday with a girl's name tag with my mask on, I got both equally, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like, what is... So, I don't know.
Yeah.
If we're taking score.
Nobody knows.
What's the tally? I don't know.
I'm never going to drop it because I want... I want gender to be abolished.
I'm ready, dude. I mean,
I just wanted
maybe
all
the masks can help that.
Oh,
but.
Maybe. But then there's I moved back to Bushwick and there's so many like cuties who are all like, they're like, oh look, I matched my mask to my booty shorts, you know. And it's like, I just found a way to be like extremely gendered while also just totally covered up.
I mean, for sure. There's a will, there's a way for gender. Gender. Anything can get gender. Anything can... Gender can attack anything.
It's true. Yeah, it attacks, it latches on, and then it multiplies within the host body.
Right. What's funny is, like, who's to say if that gender being enacted is trans or cis? I think it makes it... It's an interesting, I don't know.
I just feel like if it's not fluid, which I don't know. I just think there's like, I just have stopped thinking about gender in relationship to the way people are trying to categorize it because it always ends up like reifying the sort of like inverted hierarchy.
Yeah. No, it's rebuilding a binary at a certain point. And it's like, do we want to build these like two binaries up again with different types of people? Or do we just want to get rid of
Are we just trying to like mix up the signifiers of gender or are we trying to let it go?
Yes. I don't know because everyone wants a different thing. So it's not clear.
Well, I'm on the let it go team, which is why I associate all things as like, are you trying to let it go or are you trying to do it extra hard?
Right.
In one way or the other.
Right. I think I'm on Team Let It Go. I think that's why I haven't gone super ham about, like, changing my name and addressing a side of the fence. Mm-hmm. Even though it's becoming pretty clear there's a side that I'm naturally falling on sometimes, that it's like, oh, it's pretty clear you should change to the one you weren't born under. maybe if you're gonna be looking like
or whatever.
But it shouldn't matter. I think that's just like a weird pressure I feel.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. We should take gender off of our IDs, you know? Like, why do I have to have a gender on my passport?
Take it off. Yeah.
Why do I have to have a gender on my driver's license? Does that change the way that the law enforces my driving infractions? Like, it changes your insurance rates.
Yeah, it just categorizes you into things that are arbitrary.
Yeah, capitalism genders the prices you pay. Like, men have to pay more, I think.
Yeah, men have to pay
so
more often.
Don't put that.
What if I get my driver's license? I am thinking about getting my driver's license.
Yes, you better.
I know.
Technically, save money by being legally, you know? Eh?
Yeah.
That's the only benefit.
I've been on that tip for a while, because like I'm like, top surgery? No thanks. That's too big a price tag to pay for something that I don't fucking. Like, sure, it'd be nice, but I've done the math, and I'd rather spend it on video games, so.
That's right.
Can't get me.
Yeah.
You can't get me, gender. I'm fine having really hairy tits, just, like, insane hairy tits.
Yeah.
That, like, look fucking monstrous and, like, an abomination, and that's. That freaks everyone out anyway, so who cares? How much more do I have
to
transform?
Does that freak people out? I feel like there's plenty of people in this city who are walking around shirtless with hairy tits out right now.
They do all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, it's very New York.
It's actually
to do so.
Like more normal than seeing hairless tits. Like people freak out if they're like, whoa, those are just, like, some nips. I can clearly see them.
I mean, my Jewish and Italian people, New Yorkers, it's it's a tradition. I got Jewish family from New York. We're really hairy.
Dude, Jewish, Italian?
Who else is really hairy? There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, depending... Depending on where your testosterone levels are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, like...
Yeah.
Anybody can be hairy, of course.
Yeah.
But I feel a certain kinship with an archetype of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or Jersey.
Oh my god, yeah. Jersey is the same, but with a gold chain. Yeah, or like a Staten Island
Like, that's
thing,
the thing, like,
know?
To me, like, transition goals is, like... Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Like,
oh my god.
That's fine.
Like, you gotta get flip flops.
I do have flip flops.
Oh, sick. Dude, poor Carl.
I was thinking about like how much like one of my favorite shows is Snuffbox. The Rich Fulcher and Matt Berry show about a gentleman's hangman club. They're hangmen, and they hang out at a gentleman's club, and it's very much about masculinity, and I'm always, like, I'm obsessed with Matt Berry, and I love him, and I would serve at his feet if I could.
Wow.
I'm obsessed. He's, like, my big celebrity crush, probably.
Damn.
And it's, like, I always, like, want to believe I'm Matt Berry, but I'm definitely Rich Fulcher. I'm 100% Rich Fulcher.
Rich Fulcher. I love Rich Fulcher.
He's so funny.
I like that you're like, damn, I fell short from my goal, but I'm still a celebrity.
Well, yeah, you gotta be a celebrity. That's like the whole, that's like, you know, you gotta worship at the fucking... celebrity altar.
Yeah.
God forbid you
worship at it. Are you kidding me? I'm doing transferral at the celebrity altar.
You gotta, honestly, that's like, how else can you like manufacture confidence without having some inspiration?
Oh, actually, I've got an answer for that.
Tell me, I want to know.
I've been brainwashing myself for months.
Oh, sick. What do you do?
I just have found the most positive content, just hours and hours and hours of it. Just like, it's, there's like no shortage actually of people who will just, they'll just spend all this time boosting you up. And it's all like, hey, you are making incredible breakthroughs. Wow. You're doing so much better than you were before.
It was like reminders of.
And it's just people on YouTube or like podcasts or just like articles. And then it starts seeping into your friend groups. And then all of a sudden your friends are really nice to you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. And you don't even have to associate with anyone famous.
Yeah, but at a certain point, aren't those YouTube ASMR, like YouTube affirmation ASMR people celebrities?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I guess they are to me. They're all,
well, they are. I can't remember their millions names. Of people who watch them do. I mean, people love that stuff.
Yeah, they love it, but I don't think, I don't know any of the ones I'm watching who anyone else has ever heard of.
Well, that's cool you found the obscure ones. It's like a genre thing because, like, I don't know, Yoga with Adrienne is like...
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that shit.
A thing that is similar, I find.
No way. Yo, name recognition? Get out of here.
I mean, it's nice to find randos. But I feel like people get sucked into the micro-celebrities mm-hmm. when they try to do it. And then they build up some Instagrammer as a god.
Oh, yeah. I don't subscribe to that, though. I just do... I just go with my gut. I'm like, oh, what's this video with 300 views? Let me check this out.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, the audio is terrible.
Wow.
So it's like my friend made this video for me. It's like watching amateur porn, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I hate that highly produced stuff. It feels fake.
It is fake. It is fake.
Yeah. No, I like it when someone is like, there's, it's like you can tell in the video that they're super raw themselves. Yeah. And then they're just like digging deep into their soul and they're like, you know what? I'm not exactly sure why it's worth it to live. I mean, Jesus Christ, everybody's dying and
yeah.
I don't have a job anymore mm-hmm. and I've lost all possibility of like, you know,
fun
for the foreseeable future and mm-hmm. I might lose my house, but you know what?
Yeah.
I have a purpose in this life and I'm all right and I'm good. And then, you know, you listen to that person and they're just throwing that lifeline out there and it's pure uncut.
Damn.
Snort it. Get high.
Well, it's like, that's really fascinating.
Mm. Yeah. No, I was getting to the point where I'm like,
I'd say whatever works, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
No, I'm like in it. I believe it.
If it works, it works.
Yeah, we're in a graveyard, and there's a lot of good names. Someone's name was Gubich.
Ah, Gubich. I really love all the fonts of the graves. It's a really beautiful, tiny, tiny...
Hmm.
Like
that script?
Yeah, hand script. Don't know. Is this the snack cast?
This is the snack cast.
Yeah.
We're eating watermelon.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in a graveyard.
Yeah, it's hot and sunny. I couldn't get my shit together to get here on time. Wanted to get here earlier.
Yeah.
Didn't go to sleep till like 5-6 in the morning.
Oof.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh yeah, you got all distracted by sparks.
I did.
You were just thinking about your favorite band and how much you loved them.
It's fucked up.
Of course, I love my band so much.
Literally what happened. Kind of fucked up, kind of stupid. But
beautiful.
I couldn't sleep to begin with. That's why I was up at 3 in the morning to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to sleep early, of course, like normal people time, regular, whatever normal people time is, that's when I wanted to go to sleep. But of course I did not. I was like just falling asleep around 3:30, and then like a couple of my friends were talking about their favorite Spark song, and I was like, I want to think about this for another hour and change.
Oh, wow. That's so generous of you.
But I was thinking about a bunch of other stuff too. And that's the problem. There's a lot going on in my brain. There's a lot of, like, you know, just anxiety, freak out type shit. But I'm getting... I talked to a doctor about it, so...
Oh, that's good.
I'll be managing it better soon, hopefully, but...
Did you find a therapist?
They're going to follow up with me sometimes when they can, they said. So... We'll see. It's not impossible to get on the telephone therapist stuff right now. Seems like it's pretty accessible.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get one. But also, my doctor was like, you should try taking shit for acid reflux every day also.
Oh, definitely.
And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I think you're right about that one also.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to stop eating processed grains.
Oh, shit. You got that gluten problem?
I don't know, but when I stopped eating processed grains, I got healthier.
Yeah, it does. Joey and I got a CSA, which is beautiful.
Hey, look at you, Park Slopers.
I know. Literally, Joey's family grew up in Park Slope.
Yeah. And you guys are living in an apartment on your own.
Yes. My extremely bougie lifestyle. Are we going to...
Yeah. I just want to air it out.
It's true. I'm bougie now.
You're bougie now.
I'm middle class.
Yeah.
I'm in the big time. I'm upwardly mobile.
You're living the dream. The dream is that that you don't have any roommates.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And you live with your partner, and you have a CSA.
Yes.
Next, you're going to get a dog.
I'm not going to get a dog. I have a cat already.
Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to get a dog. And then a baby's going to pop out of the dog.
Oh, shit.
That's how it works.
Aww.
Babies come from dogs.
Okay, yeah, it goes dog then baby. That's how it works in like art circles for sure.
Yes, yeah. They're like, let's just try and see if we can handle another living being in our energetic field.
My God.
Oh, I don't know.
It is beautiful. It is. It's an incredibly nice apartment, like granite countertops type.
Damn.
Just wonderful.
And you signed a 2-year lease.
No, we signed a 1-year lease.
Oh, 1 year. Right, they were trying to get you in 2 years.
They were trying to get us into a 2-year lease, but I'm terrified of just everything collapsing and having to leave, and I don't want to be on a contract.
Right.
If
everything collapsed and you had to leave, then the legal system would be a part of everything.
I know,
so.
Of course. It's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You'd still have to go to housing court, and everybody's in that. Like, yeah, I was literally
we might
in
still,
that situation.
Maybe we'll go full cultural revolution and be like, who made you sign a 2-year lease? Let's get them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we kind of are, you know? There are people are fighting the reopening of the courts. I mean, we could talk about this on the real episode more if you want, but, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
There is direct action happening at every single housing court right now because
yeah,
they're trying to prematurely open them for evictions.
Yeah, I mean, didn't they say this was just, like, as long as they were going to be closed for?
So what's happening is, like, housing court is open, but not for evictions. That's kind of what's happening right now. But people are still nervous about it because...
Wait, when does the evictions moratorium lift, though? I thought it was
August.
Now.
August.
Oh, August.
Yeah, well, they got, like, through a lot of fighting, they got it pushed back to August.
Right.
But there was, like, I guess... My understanding is, like, it was sort of, like, a legal gray area where they weren't sure if they were going to try to, like, force through some evictions.
Right.
So people, like, showed up in force just in case, basically. You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, just to be like, no, keep them closed. Don't you dare.
You
said
not.
August. Don't you... No,
yeah.
No.
What a dumb game we're all playing.
We're... We're prolonging.
Everyone has to show up in multitudes just to get a couple
buy
of
more
months.
Time. Buy more yeah. time.
Buy more time on... It's like...
I don't want it. I don't... I'm just... It's so... This is why I can't sleep, because it's like... Because you know it's still coming. You know it's like... August yeah. is still coming. Like, you can't stop the world from turning and, like... Unless, like, there's something more substantial. I mean, I think that's what they're counting on, is something else more substantial passing to... Because, like, the thing is, like, bringing people to housing court, like, that's still going to take, like, a shitload of time. Mm-hmm. So I think the idea of buying time is you buy time, and then housing court on a normal... In a normal world takes forever to get your case heard anyway.
No, of course.
So that...
I've accompanied friends, and I've been a part of a few, I don't know what you call them, spectacles. Court. I've been a part of a few court spectacles.
Court spectacles, the court games.
Yeah, but one of them really was a spectacle, because a friend of mine, packed the court with a bunch of, like... fabulous queers.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and we were all just there, like, we were entourage in the case, just to be
that.
Like, no, our side's clearly more fabulous.
Yeah.
And then one of them was from a house that I was in, where the landlord was just psychotic, and we had to pull all this evidence together. Totally. But yeah, I know it takes years, because like that one case, I think, might even still be going on, and it was from like 4 years ago.
Right, so that's like...
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. That's when it's like, it's...
And then they drag it to winter, and you're not allowed to evict people in the winter.
This is all stupid. Like, this is all stupid. Whatever anyone is doing, it's all like, just give it up. Just give up evictions. Give them up. They're dumb.
Just don't let it happen is...
Just figure out a way for people to live in the space that they're in.
Yeah, well, that's part of what this is it's sort of like enforcing, it's sort of like enforcing, or like backing people up who haven't been able to pay since April, right? Who, a large portion of whom are undocumented and have no stimulus and aren't entitled to unemployment.
And anyway, unemployment is... running out in
as well,
July.
Yeah, of course. So
unless something magical happens where they produce another stimulus check last second.
Well,
somehow.
So here's what's going on, right? So like people there's a lot of people who haven't been able to pay since April. They're about to get joined by a whole new section of people who aren't going to be able to pay August or aren't going to be able to pay September. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then there's going to be that big wave of people who haven't been able to pay since April, and then another wave a couple months, another 6 months down the line, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not trying to make any predictions, but I can tell nothing, no solutions are being produced, so... All we have is the same model that we've been relying on, which is, like, show up in numbers. And I'm like, okay, but this, we're going to show up in numbers and we're going to, like, all fall together off a cliff.
Yeah. Eventually one of these, like, you know, you have someone like Trump being like, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And it's sort of been, like, the shooting has sort of started, you know, these, like, rubber bullets and tear gas have killed people. It's just, like, we're not quite at, like, massacre levels of people, but...
Well, we're also at the point where we're not really seeing that much rioting anymore, and everything's been subsumed into this kind of, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like a liberal love fest. Kind of like, hey, we just want to let you know that we love each other.
Yeah.
And it's cool because I like cuddle puddles, but it's also kind of this thing where, like, for sure, there was a minor concession of, like, whatever, defunding the police in
Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. And then, and, you know, talking about doing it here now. Like, but not all the way.
But of just, course, it's only a
what
billion.
What about $1 billion?
I think there's, like, fucking, there's all of these, like, totally fucking cowardly liberals who are, like, clearly, like, trying to take concessions as early as possible. Like, well, only a billion? Like, why only a billion?
I think that nobody knows what to do.
Right.
The people who say they know what to do actually want to become the cops.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Because, like, I don't know anybody, I've never heard anybody tell me, like, oh, well, this is the way that you fight the darkness of humanity in the most, like, egalitarian way that produces liberty for all. And we, you know what I mean? And people will just be like, communism, it's the natural state of the world. But it's like, what do you mean? What does it mean? Like, oh, God is going to be good, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know. So when somebody says, let's try and defund the NYPD $1 billion, that's something. That's at least something you can touch.
Of course it's something. It's just like,
which I don't think it's the end of it either.
Of course it's not the end of it either. It's just, there's, I'm just very, like, you know, when a lot of, like, the rioting was happening, you saw these, like, super neoliberal think tanks pushing the 8 can't wait, right?
Yep.
And it's like, if people were convincing themselves that was something, right? Like, people, like, there was a lot of people posting that thing without like, I don't know, knowing a full context of the problem, or, like, just assuming that.
Well, I mean, assuming, you were posting that stuff too.
No, I posted the 8 to abolition.
Oh, I'm like, wait.
No, yeah, this is my point.
The 8, there's another 8?
Yeah. So the 8
I'm just
to abolition.
Not paying attention to that shit then.
No, that's like, so, like, the eight to abolition emerged after this, like, very neoliberal think tank. That's, like, you know, I think has to do a lot with, like, you know, that, like, activist DeRay,
mm-hmm.
who's, like, a total liberal phony.
Yes.
It's like these, it's like people like that were, like, kind of backing it, like Pod Save America or Obama type Democrats or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't look at what the contents of 8 Can't Wait was, because I thought it was like, oh, 8 things. We're fortifying our community and we're defunding the police till we get to a point where we have working society. I thought that was the only path.
No.
That there was.
There's
I
this.
Just like set it and forget it.
There, like, yeah.
That's part of my positivity training. I don't even look at bullshit.
No, yeah, you're above. You're definitely above, like, the, like, the neoliberal PR campaigns. They're not.
I just, like, don't. I just don't look at them. I just
no.
Don't
it is,
even,
and it's healthy.
I haven't looked. I didn't know. So I thought, like, oh, well, that's weird, because everyone's like, Black Lives Matter is, like, a neoliberal front now, and they're talking about 8 Can't Wait, and I'm like, well, wait, weren't they? Wasn't everyone always talking about 8 things you should do? Oh, well. Anyway, I'm going to go to work now.
Now, there's two contingencies happening. There's this group that's pushing the, like, you can, there's like, you know, there's Black Lives Matter, the, like, NGO that, like,
yes.
isn't actually anything. And, like, that's getting, like, millions and millions of dollars in donations. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, like, promoting these total garbage half measures, like you can tell when they're co-opting a protest because they're trying to push, they're trying to like rebrand Black Lives Matter to All Black Lives Matter, which like is so redundant and unnecessary, but like is happening. Like, I'm not making that up. Like, and it's confusing a lot of people intentionally.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't pay attention to anyone that is like, you know, it's like, if you're like associating with a corporate sponsor and then you claim to be a grassroots movement, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just don't even see you.
Yeah.
You're not there. It's so much easier to live when I disregard things that I'm like, no, this looks like bullshit. Sounds like bullshit. I don't care what is inside of it.
But no, you're like, good. But that's the thing. People do not have.
Well, here's something
the critical
for
eye,
you.
Right?
They do. They do. Actually, yeah. I think a lot of people realize that corporations are not their friends.
Okay, I do agree with this take. Actually, yes.
I think people are smart.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that they can see what's going on. And I think because of the actual, like, the breadth of communication around the protests, where it was very peer-to-peer, where everyone was going, like, guys, you know, don't look at the propaganda. The looters are actually, you know, they're like, let us tell you who we are, because we're doing this thing for our communities to make a point. And it was reaching, like, network news to the point where people are communicating for themselves. So, and then you see companies like, you know, who have a history of, like, propagating racist, you know, copy and everything, even in their, their history of, like, commercialism, you know. Then they just switch over. They're like, oh, it's the trend.
Rebrand.
So now I'm saying,
time to,
and everybody can see it. Everybody knows.
Yes. Like, and I absolutely agree with that take. That's true.
Like, it's like, oh,
and I think there are, I think there are more people like you who are able to discern the neoliberal propaganda. I think there are more people like you than people who aren't like you, for sure.
And a friend of mine was telling me this story.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Well, I was, okay. So we were talking and she was like, oh, I went to this toy museum, where there were, a ton of like racist Sambo tin toys that were, you know, they were being produced up through like 40s, 50s, like, and like they were, it was like, you know, dancing.
Yeah, no.
You know,
yeah.
Really, really ugly sort of depictions of people, and they were actually window displays for Tiffany's.
Right.
And then my friend was just saying, it's crazy because Tiffany's specifically also has a Black Lives Matter thing up now in all of their branding.
Of course.
Which is just like, yeah, that's what we're dealing with. And it's within people's lifetimes that they see this.
Yes.
And not only that, but those tins, the toys were displayed on like Fifth Avenue.
Right.
In the window.
Everybody.
Because this was like public cultural knowledge. And now we're getting to the point where people are publicly like committing iconoclasm and they're just taking down everything. They're like, oh, I don't even care if that's Ulysses S. Grant. Just get it the fuck out of here. Just get it all out. We're done.
I don't care either. Like, I'm like, sure. Like, let's reset. Let's do a big reset.
It's cool.
Who
and then
cares?
People are like, yeah, let's have a Dolly Parton sculpture. I don't care.
If the people, it's a sizable petition, let them have it. And if there's a group that wants to take it down, let them fucking take it down.
Dude, yes.
Who cares?
Yes. Hashtag who care.
Like, let people like take them down. Let the public decide what
public sculpture looks like. How about it?
Right. And even like the I hate the fucking, oh my God. I hate people like wringing their hands over like, well, you got to draw the line somewhere. And it's like, no, you don't.
No, No, really, you know, don't. Where we have to draw the line is, like, we have an election cycle for what we want our public spaces to look like and what, how, like, so there's like a ballot, right? And it's like, we got public sculpture as part of the ballot. And it's like, are you guys happy with what there is? Or we put together a group of artists we can commission. Here's their projects, and you can see all of the proposals, you can see them. And you can
and that's the type of election that could, like, be online.
Yeah,
because it's like
you just,
like,
click through, yeah. And it's fun because it's, yeah, like online shopping too. Right. It's like, oh, I want to shop for how the park is gonna look, right. And like, oh, I want, oh yeah,
yeah. Dolly Parton's a great idea, or Prince is a great idea. Like, yeah, like what? Like,
and if
these
everyone
are, like,
was just
people,
like,
agree on,
yes,
let them agree on it. Let them enact it. Let them see how, you know, consensus builds and how, like, you know, collective sort of, like, consent making happens. Like, this, mm-hmm, is, like, it's a good exercise. And it's like, you know, who cares if, like, a lot of people are like, well, I want my fucking whatever, like, you know, the good Civil War ones, or like the,
well,
the,
that's, we'll
the
have
people
a
drawing
box
the line
for
at
that,
like Teddy Roosevelt at the fucking Museum of Natural History or something. Oh. They're like, it's president. Like, what is it? George Washington? Like, the people who are worried about...
Well, if enough people want it, then they want it. And that's, yeah, fine.
But there's not. There's clearly, yeah, not. And also, like, even if you, like, yes, of course, like, okay, we have to know who the fucking whatever, the history of the presidents. Like, we can know that shit. The statue itself of FDR, like dominating the savages, like, on a horse,
yeah,
like,
disgusting.
Is disgusting and horrible.
Yeah, how about like, we just ask around, hey, everybody, what do you think about a man on a horse? Pretty bad, right? Pretty, a lot of PTSD around man on a horse in general.
Like, yeah, don't really like
them for other men on horses, because they're all pretty much
they're
bad.
All, like, pretty much bad. Yeah, like, there's not, like, you know, if you're a descendant of slaves, there's not a big distinction for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're the fucking, you know, city workers who have to see that shit all day, also, P.S., let them have a little more of a say, or, like, let, you know,
yes,
the people, like, who actually are affected by it, who actually, it does matter, and more than just, like, weird hand-wringing about, like, tradition or... Like,
yeah,
you know, history. Like, history...
I mean, there are people who, you know, it's fair. I don't know. Like, in aesthetic arguments, it's legitimate that there are people who fucking want to see that. But it's like, if it's not the majority, it's not the majority. And
right,
then maybe they will get to a place where they can have their... They can, I don't know, go
right,
get your own thing. It's like...
Seriously.
It doesn't have to all be public.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like, yeah, if you in, you know, that's the thing, like, the thing with churches, it's like, yeah, if the church decides, like, if the community that the church represents decides they want to have a religious statue, then sure, like, let them...
Yeah.
Have it, but
if the Church of Satan wants to put up a Baphomet...
Exactly.
Then, you know what?
Let them put it up.
Yeah, it's badass.
Like, and but it's like, if enough people who actually do have to interact with that piece, if it ends up actually being a more public-facing statue than,
yeah,
a private one, then that's when you're going to have some contentious shit, and it's just a conflict that you have to resolve.
I think there was, like, this move going around. I think it was Bruce Lee.
Oh, cool.
Like, there's a ton of, I believe it's Bruce Lee sculptures going up in different international cities.
Huh.
I think it's him. It's like a kung fu person.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
a, like a cinematic,
yeah,
kung fu guy. I'm pretty sure it's Bruce Lee, but I could be mixing up the names. But it's like, you know, bronze, silver, gold... surfaced all different kinds of Bruce Lee's going up in all different places, and like everybody just thinks, you know, he embodies power and concentration, and he he really entertained them, so they're into it.
Totally.
Whatever.
Let them have it. Like, that shit rocks. Like, and then, like, I'm thinking about the inverse of that is, like, people really wanted, like, a Lucille Ball sculpture from wherever, like, she was from, but then mm-hmm. the sculpture itself was really shitty. Mm. So then they took it down because it's really shitty.
Right. Like, it's not good enough to be the Lucille Ball that we love.
Yeah, you have to do a good job mm-hmm. with sculpture, too.
I saw one sculpture. It was, like, the Statue of Liberty making out with the Lady Justice.
Okay, yeah.
And Lady Justice had, like, a blindfold on or whatever. And I was like, that's some kinky public art.
Really. I'm fine with it.
Hey, take my picture with this one.
Yeah, I'm like when I went to Japan, I took a photo with the Yuzuru Hanyu statue. He's just a figure skater I like.
Dude. That's so nice. Like,
it's nice.
You come across this thing that you actually care about in the world.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know about this.
I like him. He's a good athlete.
I saw a tweet that was like, hey, if you guys wanna tear down structures that represent oppression, why don't you go for the Electoral College next?
Let's do it.
Or what was it? It was like structures of oppression that uphold slaveholding histories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. It'd be a totally, that's what, like, so yeah, another thing keeping me up at night was the whole, like, left-right populist debate that is being forced down the discourse.
Oh, God.
Is very, very frustrating because, like, it's, like, such, it, there's, like, so much more evidence that there's, like, you know, mass suppression of democracy happening mm-hmm. than a weird alliance we'd have to make with the fucking, I don't know, the, like, Steve Bannon wing of the fucking Republicans, like, Tucker Carlson wing.
No.
Like, it's, like, we don't need to fucking do that, and I see that, like, happening with, like, Liz from TrueAnon posting that, like, very transphobic essay being like, this is so provocative and good. And it's just like,
oh, I didn't see that.
It's not good.
And the other thing I've not been doing is getting involved in media kerfuffles. Because I'm like, yeah. I'm like not really paying much attention to the media.
Yeah, it's...
But in regards to the conversation about, like, left-right populism and the, like, dissolution of our democratic process, I was, like, reading Alexis de Tocqueville.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. I mean, it's something that a lot of people get into if they studied poli-sci or whatever, but I'm an art student, so
yeah, so whatever,
I'm just getting to it now.
Yeah, that's,
and it's pretty enlightening because I don't know, did you get into him?
No, never.
Okay, so
I don't read shit, dude.
Let me spin you a yarn for a sec. It's like Alexis de Tocqueville starts out in France, and you know, he's just like survived the French Revolution. Mm-hmm. The Reign of Terror killed tons of people that, you know, like his family, his friends, like, he was like, holy, wowzies, this one, mm-hmm. this political structure, wow, cool times. But he was still kind of in position to survive and to continue his studies. Mm-hmm. So he like went and proposed to study prison reform in the United States.
Wow.
Which I thought was weird, because it's like prison reform in the United States, we're still fucking talking about it. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's wild.
And so he was like, yeah, I want to go to the United States and look at their, you know, they're always talking about prison reform. It's wild. So he goes over, and what he really does is make this whole treatise about democracy in America and the way that it influences the development of our culture here. And what he was saying was just like, you know, his basic argument is we concern ourselves with equality over liberty, and it opens us up to the possibility of despotism.
Right.
And that we've built our country with these two conflicting ideas that are inevitably going to just, like, implode, because slavery and freedom are not compatible.
And
so he's just doing this, like, hundreds of years ago and going, like, yeah, you guys are, like, in for it.
Yeah. And of course, then, we have been over and over again, like clockwork.
And now, but then the media steps in our current day and is like, let me confuse the issue, blah! And it's like, God, it's not about personalities or, like, your opinions. It's, I think it's, like, at our base, it's not that we have something that is unavoidable, but it's something that we haven't been looking at. And we're starting to look at it now as a mass. Like, we're reaching a mass consciousness where we're like, no, the racism has to end.
Yeah.
The injustice has to end. We have to make a system that actually produces liberty for people.
It's an actual popular understanding that racism is real and affects people. Like, that's like the majority understanding.
But in that, it's like we've almost, because we had the wave of like, oh no, sexism is bad, let's have the women's march, and now we're like, racism is bad, let's have the Black Lives Matter. But after this comes a full class consciousness where we realize we can link everything together.
Everything has
and
to
go
be linked
like
together, in fact.
We need to completely remake the world. And if you're gonna quibble about shit on Twitter,
right,
like being in the media and just having a platform and then going like, yeah, but maybe I'll be transphobic today, it's like, well, then you just backslid this whole movement, because we have been working hundreds of years to get to this point.
And people were already making that point with like people like JK Rowling like just deciding to fucking throw her billionaire ass around to be like, fuck trans people. There's a global uprising happening in favor of Black lives that is like implicitly also for Black trans lives, as we saw in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And the fucking, yeah, this fucking bitch has to come out and be like, I'm gonna fucking throw my huge platform at this marginalized group.
Oh my God.
And have all these ripple effects that make it to the fucking bourgeois left media.
Yep.
And so even the bourgeois left media has to be like, here's my little transphobic takes too. Because that's the discourse right now. And it's just like, this didn't have to happen this way. Yeah. You guys are fucking,
it's horrible. It's horrible because it's like, how can you not accept that people are concerned by a country that will allow denial of healthcare and like a pass to kill trans people? There's like legal loophole of like, oh well, if you killed a trans person, it's like maybe they were antagonizing.
Maybe
you.
They were panicking you.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Like what the
like.
No.
And that's America. And that's what pissed me off about this thing that Liz from TrueNon posted, was like, it's like, what, like, ask yourself, I wrote, like, ask yourself why, like, a criticism of neoliberal medicalization has to be leveled towards this marginalized group instead of towards, like, the beauty industry at large or the fucking
right
healthcare industry at large. Like, why does it have to be leveled towards this group that's already, like, you know, constantly at odds with, like, staying alive in society? Yeah. Why do you have to fucking, like, put a big fucking roast them with a giant fucking magnifying glass.
What was the?
It's stupid. It's like some.
I'm sorry for making you relive it.
It's stupid. It was like yesterday's discourse. My phone turned off because it got too hot.
Uh-oh.
But it's turning back on again. It's like, yeah, no, I mean, it's basically like talking about like similar to what we were talking about in the beginning of this very episode where we were sort of like, people don't need to fucking Jessica Rabbit themselves into...
Oh, yeah.
Into one way or the other. Like, it's kind of counterintuitive to, you know, like Angela Davis herself was fucking talking about being like, you know, trans people show us a way to abolition. They show us, like, what's possible. Like,
totally.
It's new ways of being or whatever. New ways of restructuring things. And so why should we go the full, like, you know, why should we fall into the same... harmful gender tropes or whatever. Like, that's like, that to me is a different criticism entirely than why do trans people have to get like surgery? Why should they be able to get surgery or whatever? Like,
oh,
you know,
that's I see what you mean.
Like,
it's like everyone is afraid that someone is actually gonna eke out a privilege out of the circumstance, right? When really it's actually people being like, I just need to live.
Yeah, I need a thing
I
to live.
And I want a path to get to my life.
Yeah.
And, like, society is supposed to be the place where I can, like, propose to build that path without being abused.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's my, like, thought exactly. And, like, it's not impossible to hold that, those two distinctions in your head or to synthesize those two criticisms or whatever into something that doesn't throw a marginalized group under the bus, like, and out to the wolves, you know?
yeah, it's really honestly, like, the,
well, I bring it up in relation to the left right populism because it feels like it's like left voices being making a concession to the right.
Right.
And for no reason, because they actually don't have the power. Like, because it's like, what pissed me off with a lot of these, like, sort of dirtbag lefty folks, like, leaning hard on this kind of, like, conservatism is, like, they are not using their platforms to talk about these, like, historic... fucking actions, like the ports getting shut down for Juneteenth.
Oh yeah, like, that was incredible.
Are you fucking like
they shut down the entire West Coast?
It's insane, and it's just like, where the fuck is this new, left media?
It was
just
bumping,
like, that shit up.
That was nice. I did enjoy that in my personal feed, but it was like union produced news of their own newsletters.
Of their own newsletters.
Which is wild. And then friends just being like, hey, this is not getting what it deserves, but check out how active this is. And that even just a day of shutting down costs this many, like,
billions of dollars to the fucking capitalist class. It's like,
it rules so
it
hard.
Rules.
And and it's like nobody can do anything about it because, like,
they're
what
falling
are you
into
shipping?
The fucking trap of the right wing wanting to turn this into a cultural war.
Right.
It's the right that wants to turn it into a cultural war. It's
right.
Not the fucking left workers, it's the fucking right workers. Like,
well, I think right now I like a lot of the big platforms, because they're like, I listened to the Chapo episode about the white fragility person, and I was like,
I do agree with that.
Yeah, but everyone is sort of trying to position themselves because there's like a white centering going on. And that's sort of also eclipsing, like, how we can stay focused on collective endeavors.
Well, yeah, I think the weird double standard that pisses me off is, like, the left media, like, the left criticism of the mainstream media is for, like, not, like, covering this stuff or like for like giving to like giving too much credence to like these like corporate bullshit like displays of faux solidarity or whatever. Like that criticism is totally valid. How about like you don't do it too, you know? I like
well, it's too much for people once they're fully integrated into the system, where, you know, it's like you can't, at a certain point, you can't like extract them from the people that they're hate reading.
Yes, it's like one and the same at the, like, you're two sides of the same coin. Like,
and that's why it's like, oh, at a certain point, it's like, no, dude, you have to lift off.
Yeah.
You've got to, it's like, it's too traumatic right now to be looking at how much things are going wrong.
Right.
And instead it's like, here's a crucial moment where you can take all of your processing capabilities and put them towards the solution you want to see.
Yeah.
And like, if you're not doing that, it's fine, because there needs to be some accountability for whatever is going on. And that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know. It's like, maybe it's hard to do both.
It shouldn't be, especially if you have like a pretty big team that you're making stuff with. Like,
well, it's like, because they're such a big team, they also have to concentrate on each other and themselves.
Right.
And that's why I'm like, no, I don't want a big, huge mechanism to have to handle. I'm just here. I pop in, I pop out. I'm like sneaking around, reading everybody's shit, like hardly posting.
I know.
Just thinking, you know? Because that's how you can stay flexible.
I think you're right, because, once you do hit this, like, there's, like, sometimes you can, like, hit these marks where you, where you're, like, well, suddenly you're upwardly mobile, too. Suddenly, like, you have a...
Which is fine, you know? You can be... I have no issue with people becoming prosperous and successful. It's something we want for everyone.
Yes.
There's no problem with that. But there's an issue with how you do it.
Right.
And if you're building something, start from the ground up and try. Everything fails. Everything's a failure. Life ends in death. You know, what are you going to do?
Right.
But if you see yourself veering into this place where it's like, oh, every day I think more and more about how I can connect with Steve Bannon, then, like, fucking take a break.
Yeah.
Think about your shit for a minute, man.
Like, go, like, please log off. Like, I think, like, the Chapo people are sort of getting the, like, log off memo.
Yes.
I think they are. And you can see them formulating things they didn't used to formulate.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, very great. And, it's weird, like, that they're sort of the conservative barometer of this, like, kind of left moment.
Right.
It's weird to think about them in that way, but it kind of is.
Yeah, I mean,
But I'm not saying that they're, like, bad people. Like, I don't like a cancel culture and shit still, but, like...
I don't know about anything, man. All I know is, like, the grill pill is real.
Like, that's a good one. That's a good formulation. That's a good synthesis that he's made.
Yeah, and, like...
I saw him at a protest. I said hello.
Nice. I'm so jealous. I want to say hello. Matt Christman, I want to say hello. I really respect your work. Have for years. Yeah. Really like it.
Good. Yeah, no, this is all from respect, these types of good critiques. Good thinking. Really, like, critiques have to come from respect. And, like, that's what I can appreciate about, like, even these weird bits that Glenn Greenwald gets into sometimes. Like, because Glenn falls into shit, bad takes, like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not canceling Glenn. Like, everyone, people want to, and I respect whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it is a helpful exercise to debate and to engage things in a way that, like, your platform can allow and make sense for somebody like Glenn Greenwald. I think has that capability and that, like, institutional structure where it makes sense.
Yeah.
And So I can appreciate it. Like, cause he also posted like I talked, I know we have to wrap up cause they're doing yard work.
I know. But the graveyard is getting mowed down.
But I just, you know, want to say, I mentioned that other Glenn Greenwald bit, and there's a new one about right-left populism he did as well. And
yeah.
This is like an ongoing debate that's what I'm referencing when I tweeted about it last night. I don't even remember what I said.
It's just such a wild thing to have to debate. Like, well, it's almost like people are, like, getting their own opinions, and then they're, like, picking someone they want to vote for. But that's going back to Alexis de Tocqueville.
Yeah.
He was, like, really worried about mob rule as well, which was, like, this other aspect of our, I guess that's, like, before you really get into the Electoral College, right? The Electoral College was like, oh, no, what about mob rule?
Right.
Oh, no, what about the mob?
Oh, no, what about the slaves uprising against us, the evil ones who made this system?
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. Well, hey, what about it?
You know, I mean, let's not say it like that, but, you know, enlightened thinkers are
respect to the two that said a good thing once. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like what we're taking out of this, but I guess we should wrap up.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a good ep.
Yeah, this is good. I guess it was like a snack cast, but we'll just post it as a main one. Who cares?
Yeah. This is a main one because we got into it.
We did get into it eventually, and like I'll just listen to
we'll
it over.
We'll call this one a slow roll.
And sorry about all this noise. We're outside.
Yeah.
Because I worked the Board of Elections, and I'm too nervous that I have COVID after working the Board of Elections.
Oh, man. I've been working regular schlubby stuff, but I take the subway, so don't be scared.
I did take the bus one time, but I regretted it deeply. I'm going to get a COVID test probably Monday.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. I'm scared if you have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't matter if you drive a limousine. If you drive for galaxy, I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I don't care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. I really don't care cause I just love your company. Let's have fun, let's have fun, let's have fun. Let's have fun, let's have fun, let's have fun. Let's have fun, lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.